Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. It's been some time since I've been away about all things to do with and physical presence so that you make an impact with your voice in the workplace. I've already seen many television news on YouTube. One of the things that, in the most case, the people that are televised and they're on the news tend to be the people that are actors, and so that they're used to taking a speech and delivering it. On the whole, unless the emotion gets the better of them, be very polished, very focused, and with a minimal number of additional words to waste time. It always left them with perhaps some of the backstage staff, the people that do the sound or props or lighting. They're just not used to being in front of the camera or in front of a huge number of guests. They are the ones that, of course, it's more of an ordeal for them, but they might not be as focused and also words they was one of four in a team. All four of them wanted to say their thanks and recognitions to people. So the orchestra and louder as he was trying desperately to say his thank yous. And of course, everybody was expecting Shark to jump on stage and to eat him up. It was terrible because this was really down by the other members of his team who'd overran. But it is very impressive. If you think of Daniel Day-Lewis, he said very little. My message to you, and it's something that we can all learn from the Oscars, is whenever you are doing a speech, whether it's an elevator speech to people new that you're meeting in network, the 1 minute introduction that you sometimes do at network meetings, or perhaps a 5 minute presentation that you're going to be doing to your team, or presentation to new potential clients. Practice, practice, practice. If necessary, write out a script and cross out some of those words that are superfluous from the actual message, because short can be sweet. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.